I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd. What to know today about Iran and nuclear weapons and a secret Facebook group that's caused a federal investigation. Plus, the youngest player at Wimbledon, how Samsung is now competing with Amazon's Alexa, and where to watch today's solar eclipse. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Iran says it's now officially broken its promise from the 2015 nuclear deal. The country says it has more nuclear fuel than allowed in that agreement, and international inspectors have confirmed it. The New York Times says Iran is trying to get more leverage over the U.S. as tensions rise. Remember, Iran is not happy President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal, originally signed while former President Obama was in office. The deal was meant to keep Iran from building nuclear weapons, and in exchange, the U.S. and others lifted economic sanctions. Well, President Trump put those crippling sanctions back on the country last year and called for a new, tougher deal. Keep in mind, other world powers like Britain are also part of that original agreement, and they're still hoping to keep it intact. At this point, Iran still doesn't have enough materials to actually produce a nuclear weapon, but it's a step in that direction. So Iran is calling on European powers to provide some economic relief or else. The White House told Fox News the U.S. will keep maximum pressure on the Iranian regime. And last month, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. would never allow Iran to make a nuclear weapon. To be continued. A new investigation into a secret Facebook group reportedly involving Border Patrol agents. The group is said to be full of racist and sexist comments. The Hill says some members even seem to poke fun at migrant deaths. ProPublica, a nonprofit that does investigative journalism, first unveiled the group, which describes itself as a forum for funny or serious discussions about work with the patrol. Well, the Facebook group is called I'm 1015. 1015 is the code for aliens in custody. It has more than 9,000 members. It's not clear if all members of the group are actually Border Patrol employees, but ProPublica says some posts were from agents. The head of the U.S. Border Patrol condemned the Facebook group, and the Department of Homeland Security is now launching an investigation, calling the posts completely inappropriate. President Trump called Border Patrol agents great people and patriots who just aren't happy with Congress right now. This comes at a time of controversy for the agency. It's already faced criticism for what's being described as filthy and horrific living conditions for families at migrant detention centers. This week, The Hill reports more than a dozen members of Congress took a tour at a couple of the facilities. They say it feels like a jail and that people inside describe being held in rooms with no water. Congress recently approved $4.6 billion for additional resources for the border, though some Democrats have concerns about how the money will actually be spent. President Trump is planning a 4th of July celebration to salute America that he says will be, quote, like no other. And now CBS News reports he plans to have U.S. Army tanks there from a factory in Ohio. The president told reporters last night he plans to speak to America on Thursday and that the heavy tanks can only be in certain spots so they don't damage streets in that area. The Washington Post cites sources who say Trump has already ordered military aircraft to fly over the event as well. Critics in D.C., though, say the use of military hardware will just cost taxpayers a lot more money. And advocates of the National Park Service say the agency is already behind on money for maintenance. NBC News reports some lawmakers are concerned that the president is trying to turn the 4th of July celebration on the National Mall into a political event. More details to come. Floating ice in Antarctica is at a record low now, and it's shocking some scientists. We're talking about the huge pieces of ice that float on top of the water. The AP reports the amount of ice off the southern part of the continent has been increasing since 1979 and even hit a record high in 2014. But then things seem to take a turn. A NASA study of satellite data shows the annual average of sea ice in Antarctica is now at its lowest mark, meaning 30-plus years' worth of ice has melted, and it happened in just about 3 years. Experts are calling it pretty crazy. They don't know for sure if it's a natural and temporary thing or a major permanent problem from global warming. Also of note, Alaska has been hit by a record heat wave. USA Today reports Alaska's capital, Juneau, hit 83 degrees this weekend, breaking a 110-year record. And forecasters say southern Alaska will see an even more intense heat wave soon. More news ahead, but first I want to thank today's sponsor, Skillshare. Have you tried it yet? Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of skills, with classes in everything from photography and creative writing to productivity and entrepreneurship. I love learning when it comes to my career as well as my personal life, and I think it's so important no matter what we're doing. So whether you want to try out something new or want to improve your skills at a longtime passion, Skillshare has classes for you. It's all online and on demand, so it fits your schedule. I've already watched a couple of classes that have helped me improve my systems for my business, and I have several more videos on my playlist. So join millions of other students learning on Skillshare, and get this, the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer for 2 months free. Yep, Skillshare is offering the Newsworthy listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So to sign up, go to Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Again, that's Skillshare.com/newsworthy to start your 2 months now. Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A shakeup in tennis. A 15-year-old player just won against Venus Williams. It's the teen's first match ever at Wimbledon, by the way. USA Today reports Corey Coco Gauff is still in high school and is the youngest player ever to qualify for Wimbledon. She beat Williams, who's 39 and the oldest at the tournament. Gauff says she looks up to the Williams sisters and never thought this would happen. She will play again later this week. As for baseball, some sad news. ESPN reports Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs has died. He was found unconscious in a Texas hotel room where the Angels were staying while they played the Texas Rangers. At this point, police say there's no apparent foul play, but they're still investigating. Skaggs was 27. It's been a couple of years now since we've seen a total solar eclipse. That's when the moon moves between the Earth and the sun, and the moon appears to fully block out the sun. But it's about to happen again in South America. Even though most of you are not there to see it, you'll still be able to watch it live online if you want. Although if you are in person, quick reminder, don't look directly at the sun without special viewing glasses. It can damage your eyes. CNET reports the eclipse will reach totality over the South Pacific Ocean and over Chile and Argentina. You can watch the eclipse on NASA's website starting at 3 p.m. Eastern today. Samsung has created a new app for Bixby. That's its AI voice assistant, Samsung's version of a Siri or Alexa. The Verge says the Bixby Marketplace will let users search for Bixby capsules, which are basically tools that let you easily use an app with a voice command. So if you like to use Uber, for example, you can select a transportation capsule to always request Uber rides when you ask Bixby to get you a car. It's similar to what Amazon's Alexa does with so-called skills. Engadget says the upgrade could mean Samsung will release its Galaxy Home speaker soon to challenge the Amazon Echo, Google Home, and Apple HomePod. No official word on the speaker just yet. Oh, and speaking of Samsung, TechCrunch reports the company will likely announce the Galaxy Note 10 at its next big event in early August. It'll be the latest in Samsung's line of smartphones. Billionaire Warren Buffett wants to give most of his wealth to charity, and now, as part of that plan, he's decided to donate $3.6 billion of his own shares in his company to five foundations, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which focuses on improving healthcare and reducing extreme poverty around the world. Buffett is the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, and the Wall Street Journal says he eventually wants to give away 85% of his shares in the company. All right, that's it for today. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And a quick thanks to those of you taking the time to leave nice reviews in your podcast app or sharing the show on social media. I read all of your posts and I so appreciate it. Remember, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You can also find the links right in your podcast app in today's episode description. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.